You've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. We're also syndicating across several different stations here in Canada. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and also Kieran this week.
Hello, hello.
Hello, and why don't you tell us about that last track?
So that was Primary Colors by The Horrors from the album of the same name. A really big album just at the end of my teens. Is kind of like a real big departure from their first record, which was this very sort of like cartoonishly sort of garage goth kind of. They were kind of like a bit of a joke at the time. A lot, they were really split opinion, but I think when this record came out, particularly with the song that we're hearing right now, the closing song, a lot of people started really taking them seriously. It's actually really cool having this XL Records promo copy of it that I assume was sent here in like 2009 or whatever. But
probably.
Yeah.
I have a very distinct memory of actually receiving that in 2009, so there we are.
Yeah, really cool stuff from The Horrors. Before that, we heard music from Link Ray, going all the way back, I believe, to 58 or 59. We heard Deuces Wild.
64, I think, right?
Oh, sorry, 64. My mistake. Thanks, Adam.
Anytime.
The reason we played some Link Ray, we always play Link Ray, but the reason we played Link Ray now is because on May 3rd it was announced that Link Ray was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I know the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is whatever, but if they're talking about people that were influential, Link Ray invented the power chord. He invented basically attitude in rock music in this way because his single Rumble was an instrumental. His early stuff was all instrumental. And it got banned from the radio because radio stations thought it would incite gang violence.
Yeah, you know, definitely when you look at the trajectory of aggressive music or music that uses distortion, you know, he's one of the primary influences on it. So Link Ray, yeah, definitely due to have recognition. So we heard Deuces Wild from that compilation of early recordings called Good Rockin' Tonight. And we'll probably be playing some more Link Ray coming up in the next few weeks. Prior to that, though, we heard a group that released a new album this year, and Dave actually had a chance to speak with the primary member of said group earlier this year, The Routes.
Yes, Chris Jack is his name. Originally from the UK, but now for many years has been in Japan, and they put out two albums, an instrumental surf album, and also a kind of in their more garage-style album. We heard something from the surf album called Get Past Go. The song was called A Day in Hell. Prior to that, we heard music from The Jackets, and this is a band from Switzerland, I believe.
Big Swiss band.
We've played them many times. This is a new split single they have coming out with the Courettes, who we played a couple weeks back, also from the UK parts. That sounds weird. From the UK?
A little bit, but you know, we'll go with it.
Anyways, we heard the lead-off single there from this split single called Life's Not Like the Movies. And then we started off with brand new music from The Hives, Bogus Operandi, from their upcoming release in August, The Death of Randy Fitzsimmons. They're currently on tour with Arctic Monkeys, and I do hope they come around Detroit. I don't remember the last time they were here. I think it was 2014 or 15.
Yeah, this is a long delay. It's been 11 years since their last studio record, so we're really excited to hear this. It seems every year we ask when a new Hives record is going to drop, so we're finally excited for 2023 to be the year. With that said, we're just about done. Listeners, we want to thank you for tuning in. We hope you continue enjoying your Saturday night. Of course, you can stay tuned to CJAM and listen to the Mark Casabon Cowboys and Indies program hereafter. And just before we do head out, Kieran, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on air, having your encyclopedic knowledge with you, and it's just always a pleasure being with you.
Yeah. Thank you. No, great to be here again, and yeah, I had a blast.
All right, so we're going to try and get to two tracks, brand new music from Wax Mannequin from Hamilton, and then also, if time, we're going to squeeze in a track by the Jesus and Mary Chain.
Yeah, from their 89 album Automatic. Hopefully we'll have a chance to play Gimme Hell.
All right, you're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJM 99.1 FM and across several different stations in Canada. We'll be back next week, same time, same frequency, and Mark Casabon is up next with the Cowboys and Indies radio program.